是我在主的面前等候领受，也是答应了你们在联合崇拜要看使徒信经所以在六月份的时候，我们看了使徒信经一个引言，也看了第一部分。今天我们要看继续看使徒行传的对不起，那个使徒信经的第二部分。I have promised you guys that we are going to study the Apostle Creed in the coming joint service. Last month, in June, we studied introduction and Theo 1. Now, today, we're going to continue on to study the second theme of this Apostle Creed. And today's topic is incarnation. Actually, it coincides with the second theme of Apostle Creed. The Apostle Creed have three parts, but we understand, and last time we studied the importance of Creed. 上次我们有看到信经的重要，那我不读了，你们自己看，有六点。There's a sixth highlight for the importance for Creed that in our theology and in our church life.I don't want to read it again, but there's six highlights. 有六点我们可以记得的大家不记得的可以找我。使徒信经在众多的信经里面，我们知道是信经的信经，因为它是最基本，而且是最简明，也是最平衡的一个信经，把重要的神学都列出来。Last time we said the Apostle Creed, the Creed.Of all creeds, because it's a balancing creed that is also it's a complete of our theology in the Christianity. So it's worth us to spend time to study into the Apostle Creed. 这个是重要的，所以我们可以看看。那今天我们看的第二部分，那其实我们都了解，《使徒信经》是有十二句，或者说里面分成三部分，上次已经讲了，相信全能的父神是第一部分，第二部分是我们今天要看的，相信耶稣基督是完全的神也是完全的人，然后第三部分我们下次八月份的时候会看，相信圣灵教会赦罪与复活。 So we understand that the Apostle Creed has 12 statements divided into three themes or three sections. Last month we studied Father God and the introduction of the Apostle Creed, but thenToday, we're going to go into Jesus Christ, the Christology, Jesus' Son, God's Son, and the Incarnation. We just read the passage from the Philippians. Actually, Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 to 11, coincide with Apostle Creed's second theme, and also coincide withThe life of Jesus. 主耶稣的生平在福音书里面清楚的记载，但是福音书这么长，但是我们看见腓立比书第二章第六到十一节，刚才的就是一个简单的主耶稣的生平。那我们发现主耶稣的生平给缩写在腓立比书二章六到十一节，同样的在使徒行传的第二段里面也提到主耶稣的生平，所以他们是一个可以说对比也可以比对，所以是 coincide or parallel or 的这是 correspond three things together. Jesus Christ biography, Philippians chapter 2 verses 6 to 11 and Apostle Creed theme 2.那今天我们要看看他们是怎么样把这么重要的主耶稣的生平简单的记在里面。Now we'll see how to summarize Jesus Christ's biography, his life in these three different areas or different paragraphs. But we find out that for Jesus Christ's biography, we have to read through the Gospels, like Gospel of Matthew, Gospel of Mark, Gospel of Luke, Gospel of John. It's it's a long recording, but then we find out there's a summary in here. We can see from Philippians chapter 2, Apostle Creed, to coincide, parallel, corresponds to one another. And we said this could be Christology, something the theology about Jesus Christ. 我们可以说说一个也是神学里面的基督论，当然神学也从圣经出来，上次我已经讲了，假如神学不是从圣经出来，或者神学不能回到圣经里面的话，那神学是有问题。 Last time I just mentioned about the theology. Theology is from Bible. And theology should be able to reverse into Bible. If not, then the theology is not biblical theology. Then we see in theology, in systematic theology, this is Christology. 在系统神学里面有不一样的那个领域，其中是基督论。 But when we see Christology, what we will see in the Christology? 但是从基督论里面我们看到什么呢？ We can see five very familiar, important days and celebrations in our beliefs. 我们可以看见，在基督论里面就有五个我们很熟悉的日子或是节庆，是什么呢？圣诞节、受苦日、复活节、升天日、基督末日再来。 这是一个完整的基督论，就从耶稣基督降生一直到耶稣基督完成他的救赎的使命，回到天家。 So we can see this five important days and celebrations describing the life of Jesus Christ, the incarnation from his birth and to his death on the cross, resurrection, and even ascension back to heaven. That's not the end. The second coming. 所以这个基督论要完整的话，我们还有就是要看看耶稣基督还会再来。那我们可以从腓立比书里面就看得见。那我们先看腓立比书。 And we can all see this from the Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 to 11. So we will read and see the scripture in Philippians first. I have highlighted in Chinese, there's four highlights there. 我在中文里面把它呢就把它变成红色的哈，那就有四个地方。这成为人，死在十字架上，升为至高，在天上的、地上的、在地底下的，都要去吃去吸。 那这我们就看见腓立比书保罗在二章这边就清楚的把整个道成肉身主耶稣的生平就扼要的简单的没有遗漏的就写在这边了。今天回家的时候可以再认真的去看看。那我 from the Philippians 在这边我们可以看见这 六节圣经就把这个五个节日或者五个重要的日期都提出来，第三节，第二第三节，我信我主耶稣基督上帝的独生子，因着圣灵感孕，从经里玛利亚所生，这是什么呢？圣诞节。然后再过来，我们看第四节，在本丢比拉多手下受难，钉被钉在十字架上，受死埋葬，是什么呢？受苦日。然后这个。 使徒信经的再过来第五个statement，第五个句子，降在阴间，第三天从死里复活是什么？复活节。然后再过来呢，第六个句子，升天坐在全能父上帝的右边什么？是升天日。这耶稣基督复活以后，在地上40天以后，升天坐在上帝的右边。 但是刚才说这还没结束，因为 耶稣基督要再来，基督末日再来，在哪里记载？第七句，将来必从那里降临，审判活人死人。当然还有八、九、十、十一、十二，还有五句。那下个月八月份我们要看。但是我们看看，我们隔一个礼拜就读《使徒信经》，为什么要读呢？因为的确是很重要。前面第一个，第一句讲到上帝的存在，然后接下来二三四五六七讲到耶稣基督的生平，是我们所坚信的，也是我们得救的原因。So we can see from this scripture from the Philippians chapter 2. I have highlighted five highlights there in human dialects. That's the Christmas. Death on the cross exalted him to the highest. And then every knee shall bow, that's including in heaven and on earth and under the earth. So this is Apostle Creed. Why we have to recite it every other week? Because this is really important. We can see the first statement is about God, the Creator, and then statement two, that's the numbering is wrong. This is with statement 2 through statement 7. It's about Jesus Christ. From his birth to his death and his ascension and even his returning. So this is our hope, our theology, and our salvation that Jesus Christ achieved, accomplished in incarnation. Like the numbering is correct now. statement number 2 to statement number 7. It's Christmas, Good Friday, Easter Sunday, Ascension Day, Second Coming of the Lord's return. It's all mentioned in this creed, Apostle Creed. This is our belief. So that's why it's so important that we recite every other week with the Lord's Prayer. What we have said before, the importance of creed. Define the true, correct errors, unity of the faith, essence of our beliefs, summarize the personal faith memorandum. 难怪我们要每隔一个礼拜就要读，一同诵读，是提醒我们。信经的作用就是为真理定义下范畴，在这边就看到基督论，再过来纠正异端的谬误诠释，错误的谬误。我们从那个信经，从圣经出来，圣经中出来，我们从那个信经比对一些的错谬的教导的时候，我们就发现什么是异端，什么是基要信仰，系统为纯正维系。纯正信仰的合一，我们一同被，因为我们都彼此的提醒，成为我们那个信仰核心的精粹。信徒之间，我们彼此信仰的折要，信仰的备忘。哎，你看刚才说的这个基督论，我们能不相信这五个节日吗？这个日期吗？这个五个事情吗？ That's our core of our belief， 是我们信仰的中心。我们会很期盼圣诞节，但是我们有没有期盼耶稣基督末日再来的？ We all expect Christmas for gift or for whatever reason， but then do we have for expectation for our Lord's return like we expect Christmas every year? And in between, the Lord has suffered for us, died for us, and ascended for us. 然后在圣诞节还主耶稣基督再来中间，耶稣为我们做了好多好多的事情，在这三年半里面，他受苦，他复活，
他升天。那这下来我们就用看另外一节圣经，看到耶稣基督他的一生。
Now then we come to the second another scripture verse that describe how our Lord lived on earth for us.
Incarnation 道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理啊，这个是我们常常读常常背。
It's a very familiar Bible verse, but do we really go into it and see what's in there?
有没有想到在这节很熟悉的圣经里面有什么的深刻的真理在里面呢？深刻的道理在里面呢？道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有
恩典
也有真理。这就是道成肉身，就是耶稣基督他33年多在地上为我们带来的，特别在他3年多的服事里面，对于你有什么重要？恩典真理，还有很明显的上帝感动约翰写的时候，不是先说有真理后有恩典，乃是先有恩典接着有真理。
The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of one and only Son who came from Father full of grace and truth. This is a biography of Jesus Christ. His life, the 33 some year, especially with the 3+ year of his ministry. What he has brought to us, brought to human, is great and true. And he says, full of grace and truth. Two things. But he mentioned grace before truth. Is this any significant application for you?
这是跟使徒信经的第二部分有关系，充充满满的有什么恩典？恩典是什么呢？最明显的，在耶稣基督的生平里面，特别在他3年多的服事里面，恩典最明白的表现出来，就是他的神迹，他所行的神迹。有真理，真理在哪里表达出来呢？主耶稣最常用的是用比喻来教导。
所以在约翰福音1章14节那边讲到充充满满的有恩典，你会想到他所行的神迹，在福音书里面所记载的有真理，充充满满的有真理，会想到他的教导很多方面，但是在比喻方面他很生活化的来教导，他要提醒我们，要教导我们的事情。而是 full of 那现在不要思想，但是你会想到，马上想到的，你印象里面最深刻的耶稣行的神迹是哪一个？马上想到的，也许你是不想，不止一个、两个、三个。那就是恩典，你看看主耶稣的所有的行的神迹都是恩典啊！这个不，他的 incarnation， 他的道成肉身不算哈，他的那个从童贞女玛利亚生也是一个神迹，但是那不算，他所行的神迹，你会想到哪一个？你说一个都想不起来的话，没可能的。想到一个、两个、三个，你不用告诉我，你是告诉自己，哦，原来主耶稣来是把恩典带给有需要的人。还有呢，你最常想起来的哪个比喻是教导？哎，有人已经想到了哈，我看那个反应，也许想到不止一个两个。这个比喻也许就在你的生命里面曾经给你很大的一个提醒，很大的力量，让你因为那个比喻的缘故，你的生命有所改变。
full of grace and truth. We can see the grace most expressed in the miracles. Every miracles bring bring grace to people. The people that need the grace, then Jesus performed supernatural miracles to help our people. Full of truth, Jesus Christ, he's a lot of teaching that mentioned in the Gospels. We can read from the Gospels to see his teaching. But the most often used way to teach is by teaching parables. Parables. Daily life, very lively teaching. During Amanas, full of grace and truth. I have two questions. Which miracles impressed you most? You might have one or two or three without thinking. And when you think about that miracle or those miracles, you can see Jesus Christ was trying to help all people by performing miracles. That's grace. And which parables impress you most? Jesus Christ's teaching. Without thinking, which parable? If you couldn't find a parable, then you have to read the Bible better. Jesus Christ used the parables to teach most often. Daily life and lively illustration to impress people about his teaching. Right? And now we can read again the statement 2 through statement 7. But when we read, we have to read the red wordings and plus the black wording. That reminds us when next time when we recite the Apostle Creed, we think of Jesus Christ's biography, think of Jesus Christ's life, think of Jesus Christ being grace, being bring truth to the world. Are you ready? Don't miss out those black printouts, okay? Ready, go. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Christmas. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. Good Friday. He descended to hell. The third day, he rose again from the dead. Easter Sunday. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. Ascension Day. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. Second coming, the Lord's return. Dear brothers and sisters, maybe you're still young, but this Apostle Creed and Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 to 11 teach us about our Lord. Teach about our Lord's incarnation. Let's say we're going to read the Apostle Creed, 要用力地读出来。 我信主耶稣基督，上帝的独生子， 因着圣灵感孕， 同从贞女玛利亚所生， 圣诞节， 在本地比拉多手下受难， 被钉在十字架上， 受死埋葬， 受苦日， 降在阴间， 第三天从死里复活， 复活节， 升天坐在全能父上帝的右边， 升天日， 别从哪里降临， 审判活人死人， 基督末日再来。 我再说， 我们会期盼圣诞节， 但是我们也要同样期盼的， 基督末日再来， 这个是才是整个完整的基督论。
I will say again that we expect Christmas, but then we don't neglect the second coming of our Lord. That we should have the same attitude to expect our Lord's return. Because when he returns, we will be all received into heaven and received into the eternity. So we have finished the Apostle Creed theme 1 and theme 2. Next month we will go into the Holy Spirit, Church, forgiveness of sins, and resurrection. 所以我们现在已经完成了《使徒行经》的第一部分、第二部分。下个月我们要看圣灵、教会、赦罪与复活。You might want to revise, review the Apostle Creed during this weeks before August come. So let the Holy Spirit guide us and take us into truth. And don't forget about incarnation of our Lord. 所以在未来的这个星期，我们可以好好的去再读、再研究《使徒信经》。然后我们在八月份回来的时候，我们就完成第三部分。但是我们不要忘记。 今天所听所学的《腓立比书》的第二章，《使徒信经》的第二部分，耶稣基督的道成肉身。好，我们就祷告。Dear Lord, thank you so much for your incarnation that bring salvation to us and to the whole world. We thank you that you not only born in the manger, you also get through your life of 33 years plus. We thank you so much that you accomplished the salvation on the cross for us, and you also grant us the hope of your return. We pray that you will return soon, that we can see the glory of you fully in this world and in human being. 亲爱的主，我们感谢你，因为你不光是道成肉身，你不光是降生在马槽里，你还在地上活了33年多。你为我们的缘故，经验很多的苦痛，经验我们人所经验的。我们求主帮助我们，让我们今天也为着你的一生，为着你的道成肉身带来给我们的救恩，感谢主。求主帮助我们，也同样的。 在期盼着主耶稣基督你的再来，求主帮助我们，在你还没来以前，我们赶紧的传福音，把更多人带到你的救恩里面。当你回来的时候，我们可以看见你的荣耀完全的彰显在地面上。感谢主，这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。